You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Well, good morning. Thank you to the stewardship committee for letting me speak to you today. Maybe y'all are like me. My nighttime routine consists of one final scroll on social media before I go to bed. Most likely my feed is a mashup of golden retriever videos and cocktail recipes and soccer golazos from around the world. A few years ago, a new meme popped up that caught my attention. The she's a 10 but meme, have y'all seen that? She's a 10 but. So the second part of that sentence is a lighthearted jab at your spouse or significant other, some benign insult. Here are a few church appropriate examples. He's a 10, but he pours his milk before the cereal. Or she's a 10, but she says, I don't care when you ask where she wants to go to dinner. Or my personal favorite, he's a 10, but he says, but he doesn't say, ooh, big stretch, when the dog does a big stretch. As funny as these, or innocent as these may be, I was taken aback personally by one that I saw that cut me to my core. He's a 10, but he only puts a $1 bill in the collection plate at church each week. Now, this didn't exactly describe me in the moment. This digital age, I rarely have any cash. But it was convicting because of what I read between the lines, that the guy in the meme, me, was unintentional, giving without purpose, not deliberate. And what I recognized immediately about myself and about my giving was that I was all of these things. And I realized pretty quickly what was causing me to be this way was a lack of faith. Faith that God can use my giving for his purposes. Faith that the Advent, through its various ministries, can reach and support our neighbors in need, providing daily bread, housing, clothing, by supporting international missions, and ministering to our own parish families through our nursery and our Sunday school and our choir and our band and our clergy. I recognized that I was simply going through the motions with my giving, with no purpose and no goal, no conscious desire to glorify God by returning to him a portion of what he has blessed me with. The verse for this past few years' stewardship campaign is from Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God. We've been consistently taught from the Advent's pulpit that God doesn't require our actions to obtain his grace. It is by sola fide, faith alone. However, I'm reminded of a quote from a Sunday school class a few years back when talking about this idea of service, that God doesn't need our deeds, but our neighbors do. Shout out to Gil if you're in here. When I took a self-assessment of my faith after seeing that meme, it became clear that even though God's grace already pours out in infinite ways in my life, I have an opportunity to glorify him with my giving back to the Advent, who then works through their various ministry partners to care for our parish and our neighbors and to further his kingdom throughout the world. I ask for you to join in my prayer for myself this stewardship season, that God would strengthen my faith in him and through that faith be led in making my yearly pledge and to give me grace to follow through with it throughout the year, even when there may be pain in the offering, as the 5 o'clock band sings, so that our neighbors around the world can receive his gifts and feel his presence. As he sings in Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.